No, it was most unpleasant and nasty, really. But you were treated as they didn't want you there, really. You were a nuisance, a woman. You know, they were there for the men, to take care of the men. I don't think they wanted women involved. You know, it seems awful now. I've heard lots of other people say the same thing about their treatment. And you certainly hope it wouldn't happen today, but it was not a pleasant time.
So this was an RAF hospital at Laken Heath?
No, it was an American Air Force hospital. And no support at all. It just happened, and you had to put up with it and get on with it, which you did. You got on with it. And then my mother and father had moved. By the time I came out of the hospital, they were in the process of moving house when I came home. And by the time I came out of the hospital, they had moved to a house in Windsor. And it was a large house, so my husband and I had part of it, moved in with my mum and dad. And I'll have to look at the date for that. When did that? That was October 1955. In January of 1957, I lost another baby, became pregnant again, and went through almost the whole of that pregnancy. And after an X-ray, I had good care, not grumbling about the care, and a lovely doctor, but having gone in for just an appointment, he did an X-ray and found that the baby's head was not formed properly. So they brought the birth forward. I can't remember the name of what you call it now, where they give you something to bring on contractions. I can't remember. Induced, that's the name. Induced the birth, and the baby was born, and true, its head hadn't formed properly. And I can't say I didn't get good care. The doctor was extremely nice, good doctors. But there again, there wasn't any great support from anybody. It was just something that happened, and you got on with it, and which you did.